This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before the break, we were talking about eating locally caught seafood. Filmmaker Jay Craven knows what it means to stay local. He is a passionate advocate for what he calls regionally based indigenous cinema and co-founder of Kingdom County Films based in Northeast Vermont. That's also the setting for his latest film, Northern Borders, starring Academy Award nominee Bruce Dern. The film is currently touring towns across New Hampshire. We spoke to him late last year about the power of place-based movie making.
People do exist within a cultural framework that includes narrative. Certainly, we all think of our own stories, and many of those stories are very much related to place. And, you know, my experience has been that working with stories that are rooted in our place resonates in a way that really commercial media and movies in general do not, which isn't to say that I don't enjoy going to the movies as much as everybody else. I see a lot of movies because I teach film and I've got two boys that I've raised, and movies were always part of our routine. But a story that really is rooted in character and place resonates in a different way, partly because if it's a good film, it brings fresh perspective to the place that we live and stimulates us to think about it in other ways, ways that add dimension. There's a danger, in fact, that we begin to perceive where we live according to the stereotypes that are associated with it, that are actually imposed sort of externally.
Let's talk about the sensation and sense of place in your films. You've made five films now based on novels by the Northeast Kingdom writer Howard Frank Mosher. So talk about a little about the role of Vermont as a setting and a sort of character of its own in his books, and how you create that sense of place on film.
Well, part of what has always appealed to me about Mosher's work is that it is not strictly a literal treatment of Vermont as place or an ultra-realistic portrait. I mean, the characters are a bit larger than life, frequently, although there are elements of realism that are made a part of it. And in some ways, there are mythic dimensions to some of the stories. My films, inevitably, when they go into release, get categorized as Westerns, in fact, which is sort of interesting. But Mosher looks at the North Country as a frontier, and that interested me, partly because I was raised by a Texas grandmother that took me to Tennessee Williams pictures and Westerns when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So in approaching it, it was a way to sort of reimagine my own experience of the place and the characters that I've come to know and you know, the ways in which we all sort of root ourselves here. And so there's an element of fun in it as much as anything, and an ironic sense of humor that I've also found appealing.
Bill Kaufman wrote about you and your work in his article about regional filmmaking in Orion magazine, and pointed out that there are only 18 Vermont towns that have movie theaters. So how do you and other filmmakers get your movies in front of audiences?
Well, partly because this is a populist enterprise, we also commit ourselves to what we call a 100-town tour as the first wave of release for any of the films that we've made. They later go and get shown on Showtime or get DVD releases and the rest, but we focus in the first wave of playing small towns and literally 100 towns in Vermont. So there are 18 towns that have theaters, which means we're playing fire stations and town halls and granges and school auditoriums. We also like to look at the region as more than Vermont. If you live in the Adirondacks, you tend to look at the North Country as a swath that goes, that starts in the Adirondacks and goes all the way through to the coast of Maine. Mm-hmm. And I sort of like that idea, that it's not broken down by state so much. And we certainly found a fabulous response in New Hampshire. Every audience is different. And my argument has been, in fact, that New England as a whole is a region that is worth exploring. Actually, of all the regions in the country, polls have shown that people here feel more connected to place than in any other part of the country, strangely perhaps. Uh-huh. But maybe it's also because there is a cultural longevity and a tradition of small town and community that sort of keeps us connected. And that's another element that very much comes into play in the films that I do. I compare them to Westerns, but in the West, towns were forming for the first time. When you deal with mythic and frontier themes in a New England picture, you're dealing with a place that has a history and a cultural tradition and a connection to family and small town.
Jay Craven of Kingdom County Films. He's a professor of film studies at Marlborough College in Vermont and writer and director of Northern Borders. The film is currently on tour in towns across New Hampshire, including the Monadnock Center in Peterborough, the Claremont Opera House, and Exeter's Town Hall. You'll find a full list of venues and dates at wordofmouthradio.org.